not claim to speak to a tag so vast. I still don't know just what a tag is. They all laughed, but it was friendly laughter. No, and I don't know how to explain it. If you live long enough, Poxenarian, perhaps this understanding will come to you. But you can feel a tag, as you know, even when it does not speak to you. You felt the lure of Erisbrit. Erisbrit, they had told her, was the name of a tiny waterfall, only 2 spans high, that poured itself into a moss-edged slash of blue-gray rock. When she first saw it, she had stood frozen in delighted awe. Yes, I remember that. We are to feel the tag of the forest, and tell the king if anything goes amiss in it. We can wander far, listening and feeling for anything wrong. As for robbers, there are few in Leonia, and the lords have their own guards to hunt them. They may ask our help, and if we have time, we give it. Borders, yes, we guard those, but surely you are aware that we have more than mortal borders here. He looked at Pox sharply. She glanced around the sunny glade where they lay. I'm not sure. Leonia is human and elven. Elves are immortal. Does that tell you nothing? Pox thought hard. Holleron had said something about elven magic, about other levels. Magical borders? She guessed finally. He grunted. Magical, yes. Elves, the true elves, not we mixed breeds, are not holy in the world humans know. In the elven kingdoms, the borders are so other that unescorted humans never pass them, never know they are there. Here, in a mixed kingdom, we have both kinds of borders. We rangers worry less about the obvious ones. With loyal lords holding close to Saya, and Saya itself an ally, for the most part, we need not look for armies of that sort. Brigands, if we see them, we deal with them. But the lords of Steddings rarely need help. To the south, though, in the high mountains, are remnants of old troubles. These sometimes come down and try to invade, and through both borders, thus the Thryband, what you call orcs or urchai, and sometimes far worse. Like that, whatever it was that held the elf lord? He nodded. That and others. Some are very subtle. Not all evil desires immediate dominion. The foul weaver of webs. I will not name her. He glanced at Pox. She shuddered and nodded vigorously. She did not want to hear that name aloud. Her minions have tried our borders again and again. They insinuate themselves, hiding, perhaps, or feigning to be merchants or farm folk. For years they will bide without action, weaving slow coils of evil about them, plotting in many ways. A little gossip, a little rooting of secrets they can sell. No ordinary guard can detect them. But we are to sense, in the tag of forest and field, that slight unease. The fern knows when it has been trodden by a cruel foot. The sly levits. Levits? Pox had never heard the word. Swift running, long but low, hunters of mice and such. Dark, bright eyes, sharp claws and many teeth. Farmers call them bad, for they will take eggs, and the large ones even hens on the nest. But like all such little creatures, they are not truly good or bad, but only levits. The levits, though, are much prized by the web-worshippers, and their bodies may be used in evil rites. Also they can be spelled, and forced to serve as messengers. This we can detect by their behavior and that of their prey. I see. But if you have that ability because of your elven blood, how can I help, except to fight, if that is necessary? You do feel the tag, said Tamar quickly. We saw that at once. And you had contact with the Elfane Tag before. Besides, said Jiren, the Quokkan of Brewer's Bridge sent you. He would not send someone wholly blind to the Tag. You didn't accept... I didn't accept his judgment.